طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is going to be our 18th session reading from lessons in Arabic language level 4, Dr. Fahd Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And again today this is our 18th session as we continue with lesson 23. And let me just note here again that during the month of Ramadan, level 4 classes will be from 3:15, we're a couple of minutes late today, until 4:30. From 3:15 until 4:30 during the month of Ramadan. And after Ramadan, we'll look and see, and if we can keep the time slot together between Dhuhr and Asr, hopefully the time will expand a little bit, so we'll get a little bit more than an hour and 15 minutes, maybe an hour and 20, 25 minutes, until we get back to an hour and a half. Alright, so today, bi-iznillahi ta'ala, we're going to be continuing with lesson 23. And what we hope to do is to complete what remains of this lesson from exercise 9 through 16. Before we go to the exercises that remain, we want to do a quick, very, very quick summary review of the English key, starting on page 101. And just briefly, because we've reviewed this English key several times, I'll just say that in this lesson we learned the following, the bab ifta'ala. The bab ifta'ala, in which there is a kasra added before the first radical, represented by fa, and a ta after it. So the original verb, for example, nadara, we put kasra before it and ta after the noon. Kasra before the noon and ta after the noon. So nadhar became intadara. And we have to be careful that we distinguish this bab from infa'ala, which begins with kasra and noon. Here the difference is that the noon here is not an extra noon from the bab infa'ala, but the noon is part of the original verb nadhara. We also said that the extra ta that comes after the first root letter, the first radical, changes to ta, changes to del or ta as explained below. So there are two ways that it's going to change, or actually three, but the main two are the ta changes to del or the ta changes to ta. In the first case, the first radical, if the first radical is del, vel, or zay, the extra ta changes to del. And they gave us some examples of that. The second case is if the first radical is sad, da, ta, or va, the ta changes to ta. So the ta is either going to change to del, if the first radical is del, vel, or zay, or it's going to change to ta, if the first radical is sad, da, ta, or va. The mudari is like previous mudari. Since it has five letters, the first harf mudara that we add, the ya, ta, alif, or noon, is not going to take dhamma, it's going to take Fatha. The Amr, the Fil Amr, is the same way we did Fil Amr in the previous Abwab. That is, we take off the Harf Mudara and we make the last letter Sukoon. And in this case, since the first letter is going to be Noon with Sukoon, we have to add Hamzatul Wasl. The Masdar is on the pattern of Iftial, like from Intadara, Intidar, and from Ijtama, Ijtima, and so on like this. The Ism Fa'il and Ism Maf'ul, these are, like we said before, the harf mudari'a, yani, is replaced by mim with dhamma. And the next to the last radical, yani the second original root letter, takes kasra if it's the ism fa'il, and takes fatha if it's the ism maf'ul, and the ism zaman and makan are the same as the ism maf'ul. So for example, from yamtahinu, you change the ya to mim with dhamma, mumtahinun with kasra for the ism fa'il, mumtahanun with fatha for the ism maf'ul or makan or zaman. The second point of the English key is, as in bab in fa'ala, the hamzatul wasl is omitted. The hamzatul wasl that is yani a part of this bab in fa'ala, just as in fa'ala the hamzatul wasl is omitted in this bab. Also, when hamzatul istifham is prefixed to the verb. And in other words, in bab in fa'ala, and in this bab as well, ifta'ala in both of these bab, abwab, yani the hamzatul wasl is deleted when you add hamzatul istifham to make a question. The third thing that we dealt with in this lesson is idha fuja'iyya, which is used to express surprise. It has two considerations, and that is that we should keep in mind that the idha fuja'iyya is usually prefixed with fa, fa'idha. And also the mubtada occurring after idha fuja'iyya may be indefinite. Unlike, yani in normal jumla ismiya, the mubtada is for the most part, yani the main rule is that it should be definite. And if it's indefinite, then there are special rules that we've talked about before. Here though, with idha fuja'iyya, the mubtada can be indefinite. The fourth matter is the verb dhanna, that it takes two objects. It has maf'ulun bi awwal and maf'ulun bi thani. It has two objects that are originally in the original jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar. But when dhunna is used with that sentence, mubtada and khabar both become objects of the verb dhanna. Yani maf'ul al-awwal and maf'ul al-thani. And we also said that dhanna may be followed by anna with shadda, or n with sukoon, yani anna being from akhawatu inna, so that the nouns that come after will be ism anna and khabaru anna. Ism anna will be mansub, khabaru anna will be marfu'un. And as well, we can use dhanna with n for a masdar mu'awwal, yani n plus the mudari verb. And in this case, this anna and its yani ism and khabar, or n and the mudari verb that comes with it, making a masdar mu'awwal, would take the place of the two objects. And we're going to look at that today as well. The fifth matter is that when we use the verb dakhala, if we are talking about entering a place, like a house or a mosque, we don't use fi. Otherwise, if it's not a place, then we use fi with the verb dakhala. The sixth matter is ism fa'il, has patterns of intensity, yani mubalagha. And in this lesson, we're going to look at five of them. The first of them is fa'al, as in ghaffar and razzaq. The second of them is fa'il, as in alim. The third of them is fa'ul, as in ghafoor. The fourth of them is fa'ilun, as in hadirun. And the fifth of them is mif'al, as in mi'ta'un. These five patterns are called siyag, plural of siga, siyag, mubalagha, ism fa'il. Yani the forms of intensity for the ism fa'il. The last thing is the expression labudda. It means it must happen. Something that must happen, there is no escape from it. The la in this expression labudda is la nafi lil jins. And the noun that comes after it, yani, can be with min, or the min may be omitted. Yani if, I'm sorry, not the noun. If it is used with a masdar mu'awwal, the min that normally comes with la budda min something, yani the min may be omitted. Okay, that's the quick summary of the English key that we've covered so many times in the past. And now let's get to the exercises that remain for this lesson, so that hopefully, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we should be able to finish. We should be able to finish these exercises. Eight exercises. Some of them are a little detailed, a couple of them, and some of them are very, very brief. Alright, so let's get started quickly. Exercise number 9 on page 199. Exercise number 9 on page 199. It says, تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لباب افتعل وأين فيها الماضية والمضارع والعمر والمشتقات المختلفة. يعني reflect, study, examine carefully the following examples for the bab افتعل. That's our bab for this lesson. وأين فيها, and identify in these examples that follow. There are 11 examples. Identify in them any ماضي verb, مضاري verb, أمر verb, or المشتقات المختلفة, the different words that are derived from the Bab Ifta'ala. So we're looking for verbs, past, present, or command form verbs from Bab Ifta'ala, and we're also looking for any other words that are mushtaqat, derived from this Bab. Meaning, masdar, ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, and so on. Zaman, makan, whatever. Okay, 11 sentences. The first one, fit tanzil, it came in, that which has been revealed, that is the Quran, in Surah Al-Qaf, 50, ayah 30. Ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Yawma naqulu li jahannama hal imtala'ti wa taqulu hal min mazid. Yani on the day when we say to Jahannam, hal imtala'ti, have you become full? And it will say, hal min mazid, is there any more? You have more to put in? Come on, bring it. Yani here we have the example, we have the from the Bab Ifta'ala, imtala'tu, yani which is a past tense verb. Number two, qala ta'ala, ba'da a'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Wa'mur ahlaka bis salati wastabir 'alayha. Yani command your family with salat and be patient upon it. Yani be patient in this affair. This is Surah Al-Taha, 20th Surah, 132nd Ayah. And the word that came here is istabir, yani fi'l amra, from istabara, istabir. The third sentence, astami'u ila tilawati al-Qur'an al-Karimi min al-idha'ati kulla sabahin. Yani I listen to the recitation of the Noble Qur'an from the idha'a, from the radio station or broadcasting station every morning. And in this sentence we have astami'u, which is a mudari verb from istama'a. Yastami'u, ana astami'u. Number four, fourth sentence. Yaqulu al-mudhi'u, yani the broadcaster from the broadcasting station, radio or television, says, ayyuha al-mustami'un al-kiram, ilaykum nashrat al-akhbar. The broadcasting person, he says, ayyuha al-mustami'un al-kiram, O noble listeners, إليكم نشرة الأخبار. Here is the news bulletin. In this sentence we have المستمعون, which is the plural of المستمع. المستمع is the ism فاعل. يعني مستمع, يعني we see that the last radical, the next to the last radical, second radical, root letter, ميم, taking كسرة, that indicates ism فاعل. Number five, دعوت الله في الملتزمين. Fil multazami, yani I supplicated to Allah at the multazam. Here, al multazam is ism makan, the place of iltizam, from the verb iltazama, yaltazimu, yani iltizam, the place of iltizam. We see the next to the last radical has fatta, that means it's ism maf'ul or zaman or makan. In this case, it's makan, it's a place where a person sticks. Yani their body puts their chest up against the wall. That's why it's called multazam, the place of adhering to, sticking to, putting your body against the wall for supplication. Number six, ibtasim, la takun abisan. Yani smile. Don't be a frowner, person who just frowns all the time. Abisan. Here in this sentence, the word that we're looking for is ibtasim, is the fi'l amr from ibtasama, ibtasimu. Number seven. اتصلت بأبي هاتفيا وأخبرته بموعد سفري. يعني I connected or I called my father هاتفيا by telephone. وأخبرته, and I informed him of the appointment of my travel. موعد سفري, يعني the appointed time of my travel. Here in this sentence we have ittasaltu, which is a past tense verb from ittasala, yattasilu, yani ana ittasaltu. Number eight, qala ta'ala, ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa man yattaqillaha yaj'al lahu makhraja wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. Yani Allah the Most High says, wa man yattaqillaha, and whoever observes taqwa of Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah will guarantee to make for him a makhraj, a way out. وَيَرْزُقْهُ, and he will also provide him مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, from where he didn't imagine, where he couldn't imagine it will come from. In this sentence we have Two words. The first word is yattaqi, which is from يعني اتقى يتقي. Here is a fi'l mudari, but it's majzoom by the shart وَمَن يَتَّقِي يعني whoever observes taqwa of Allah, so it became majzoom. And the second word is لَا يَحْتَسِب, from احْتَسَبَ يَحْتَسِبُ, is the fi'l mudari. نعم fi'l mudari. So both of them are mudari, but the first one is majzoom and the second one is marfoon. Number 9, يَتَّجِهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ في صلواتهم إلى الكعبة المشرفة المشرفة يعني the Muslims turn their faces in their salat, salawat, in their prayers to the honored يعني كعبة المشرفة. Here the word is يتجه يعني from اتجه يتجه يعني يتجه المسلمون فعل مضاري فعل مضاري نعم from the باب افتعله. Number 10, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن ادعى ما ليس له فليس منا رواه مسلم رواه مسلم. يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever ادعى makes a false claim ما ليس له of that which doesn't belong to him فليس منا then he is not one of us. The word he is يعني ومن ادعى ومن ادعى يعني ادعى from the باب افتعل يعني نعم past tense verb. Okay, after this page 200 we have the 11th and final sentence from this exercise number 9. It says قال تعالى في سورة الفرقان. Allah the Most High says in سورة الفرقان 25th surah of the Quran 27th and 28th ayats يوم يعد الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتا ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا. يعني the meaning on the day when the ظالم the wrongdoer will bite on his hands and he will be saying يا ليتني I wish that I hadn't taken I wish that I had taken يعني اتخذت مع الرسول that I had taken a way with the messenger, sabila, that I had taken, I had followed the way of the messenger. Ya waylata, woe to me, laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Yani woe to me, I wish that I had not taken such and such a one, fulanan, as a friend. Okay, the words in this sentence that we're looking for, or the word is two words. Naam, ittakhadhtu, yakulu laytani, ittakhadhtu. Ya, laytani ittakhadhtu, it's a past tense verb, and then we have lam attakhidh, which is a mudari verb, but it's majzoom because of lam. Okay, and then it's explained here about this verb, yani ittakhadhtu and attakhidh. It's explaining ittakhadha is from the bab ifta'ala, that's our bab for this lesson, from the verb akhadha. Ittakhadha is bab ifta'ala from the verb akhadha. Asluhu اعتخذ يعني the كسرة حمزة الوصل with كسرة is before the first radical which is حمزة and then تا comes after that حمزة and then the second and third radical so it should have been اعتخذ but أدغمت الحمزة في التا but the حمزة is merged or assimilated into the تا so instead of اعتخذ it became the حمزة became تا so it became ات اتخذ. Okay, so this is also يعني special to this particular bab that if the verb the first radical is Hamza when you put it in this bab the Hamza is merged into the added ta so اخذ became اتخذ and instead of اعتخذ. Now okay, exercise number 10, it says when we add Hamza til istifham to this bab افتعل becomes instead of a افتعل became افتعل افتعل يعني as a question. قال تعالى اصطفى البنات على البنين اصطفى يعني have you chosen or preferred daughters over sons. This is in سورة الصافات 37 chapter 37 verse 153. The original form of this word اصطفى is اصطفى past tense verb. But when Hamzatul Istifham is added, the Hamzatul Wasl from Istafa is omitted and it became astafa. Have you preferred daughters over sons? Exercise number 11 is إذا فجائي. It says فإذا هو قريب. Notice the fa here attached to إذا. فإذا هو قريب. Suddenly we saw that he is or it is near. هذه يعني this expression is إذا الفجائية وتفيد وقوع أمر غير متوقع. يعني this expression here either is either fujaiya, and what we benefit from it tufidu wuqua the occurrence of an amr, an affair غير متوقعين, which was not expected. غير متوقعين يعني the occurrence وقوع أمر, the occurrence of some matter that was not expected, يعني sudden, surprisingly. تدخل على الجملة الإسمية يعني إذا فجائية is admitted or used with the جملة إسمية ويجوز الابتداء بالنكرة بعدها. يعني it's used with a جملة إسمية and it's permissible. يعني that the مبتدا, that you begin with a word that is indefinite after إذا فجائية, even though we know that generally speaking the مبتدا in the جملة إسمية is for the most part considered to be and it should be definite, but there are some exceptions and this is one of the exceptions, yani where the mubtada can be indefinite if it's the noun following إذا فجائية. ولا تأتي إذا فجائية في أول الكلام, and إذا فجائية does not come in the beginning of the speech. There should be something for before it, and then comes إذا فجائية and suddenly such and such and so and so. ها أمثلة لإذا فجائية. Here are some examples of إذا فجائية, five examples. The first one, دخلت الفصل فإذا مدير الجامعة جالس. I entered the classroom and suddenly, surprisingly, I found the principal or the head, director, head of the university sitting there in the classroom. So here there are two points we want to note. The إذا فجائية doesn't come at the beginning of a sentence, في أول الكلام, and also that it is generally attached with fa, فإذا. Alright, the other point that we also want to mention is دخلت الفصل, and you notice that we didn't use the preposition في when you are talking about entering a real place, like a classroom or school or a masjid, then we don't use في. If it's not a real place, then we use في with the verb دخل. Number two, دخلت الغرفة, again no في. دخلت الغرفة فإذا حية على السرير. I entered the room and suddenly, surprisingly, there's a snake on the bed. Again, we see with the verb دخل, there's no preposition في because this is a real place, a غرفة. And we see that إذا is prefixed with فا. And we also see that the noun following إذا, the مبتدا, is indefinite. And that's permissible after إذا فجائية. Number three, خرجت من البيت فإذا صديق بالباب. I went out of the house and surprisingly I found a friend of mine at the door. Again here we see إذا فجائية prefixed with فا, and we see that the مبتدا following it is indefinite. Number four, ظننتك مدرسا فإذا أنت طالب. I thought that you were a teacher and surprisingly I found that you are a student. Here we see, يعني also in this sentence, يعني in addition to the إذا فجائية being prefixed with فا, we also see ظن, the verb ظن, having two objects. The first object is the كاف in ظننتك, and the second object is مدرسا. Number five, وفي التنزيل في قصة موسى عليه السلام, and in the revelation, the story of موسى عليه السلام, ماذا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين. يعني in the story of Musa it says فألقى عصاه, he threw down his stick or his staff, فإذا هي ثعبان مبين, and then suddenly, surprisingly, it is a clear manifest snake or serpent. ونزع يده, and he withdrew his hand, فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين, and suddenly, surprisingly, they saw that it is white, shining, brilliant, radiant for those who were looking, the beholders, or the, yani those who are observing what's happening here. And these were from the signs that Allah gave to Musa alayhi salam, yani the changing of his stick into a serpent, and the him taking his hand from out of his clothing, and it is free of any kind of defect or anything. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. It's shining, radiant, bright. Okay, this is the end of exercise number 11. Now we're turning to the next page, exercise number 12. On page 201, and this exercise number 12 has two instructions. Okay, the first instruction is at the beginning, and then there's another instruction at the end, just before exercise number 13, and we're going to do both of these together. The first instruction on page 201, exercise number 12, it says, أَظُنُّهَا تَنْتَهِي. I thought that it has ended. تُنْسَبُ ظَنَّ مَفْعُولَيْن أَصْلُهُمَا مُبْتَدَعٌ وَخَبَرٌ. Yani, the verb ظَنَّ تُنْسَبُ, it causes to be mansub two objects, مَفْعُولَيْن, that are originally a mubtada and a khabar, yani a jumla ismiya. They are originally a mubtada and a khabar. For example, this is a jumla ismiya, mubtada and khabar. Al-imtihanu qareebun, the examination is near. Now we use the verb dhanna, adhunnu al-imtihana qareeban. I think the imtihan, the examination is near. Here we see that the mubtada and khabar after ظن يظن became two objects, الامتهان منسوب and قريبا منسوب. Both of them are مفعول الأول and الثاني. Another example, المدير يأتي غدا, the principal will come tomorrow. أظن المدير يأتي غدا. Here, I think the principal is coming tomorrow. The first مفعول is المدير, we see it منسوب with فتح, and the second مفعول is the sentence. يأتي غدا يعني في محل نصب, in the place where it should be منصوب. وفي التنزيل وما أظن الساعة قائمة. Surah Kaf, 18th Surah, 35th Ayah. The person is saying here, وما أظن, I do not think that the ساعة, the hour of judgment, قائمة, will be established. And he doesn't believe in the hour of judgment. So here, أظن الساعة, الساعة is the مفعول الأول, منسوب with فتح, and قائمة is the مفعول الثاني, منسوب with فتح. Okay, so the instruction for this exercise, the first instruction after this explanation, that ظن, and it takes two مفعولs that are originally مبتدا and خبر. The first instruction is أدخل ظن على الجمل الآتية. Use ظن on the following sentences. So the first sentence, 10 sentences, the first sentence they gave you, حامدٌ مريضٌ, جملة اسمية مبتدا and خبر. Both of them become the مفعول of ظن. ظننت حامدًا مريضًا, I thought حامد is مريض. So حامدًا now became مفعول الأول منسوب with فتح, and مريضًا became مفعول ثاني منسوب with فتح. That's the first instruction with these 10 sentences, to use ظن and the following sentences. Now we go to the next page. After there's some explanation about using ظن with N and أنّ, on the next page it says, after it has Aleph on the bottom of page 201, and then it has Ba, the third line on page 202, and it gives the ayah from the Quran, and then it says أدخل, just before exercise number 13, it says أدخل أنّ ثم ظن على الجمل الواردة في التمرين السابق. Yani, use anna and dhanna on the following, the sentences that have been mentioned in the previous exercise. Meaning, in the exercise number 12, the first part of it, it says, use dhanna on the following sentences, 1 through 10. And now it's telling us to use anna as well on those sentences. So we're going to make two sentences. We're going to take the original sentence, 1 through 10, and we're going to use dhanna first. And then we're going to make another sentence where we're going to use ظَنَّ and أَنَّ. Alright? أَنَّ with شَدَّ. So we're going to do two sentences. We're going to just do them at one time so that we don't have to go back and do them all over again. 1 through 10. Okay, two sentences. One with ظَنَّ and then one with ظَنَّ and أَنَّ. Alright? So let's go back to page 201. First sentence was حَامِدٌ مَرِيدٌ, يعني مُبْتَدَى and خَبَر. حامد مريد. After ظن, we're going to say ظننت حامدا مريضا. I thought that Hamid was sick. Two maf'ools, hamidan and maridan, both of them are maf'ool of the verb ظنّ. Now we're going to use ظنّ in enna with shadda, yani from the akhwatu inna, which yani here the two nouns, the mubtada and khabar after enna, because we're using enna, the two nouns, the mubtada and khabar, are going to become ismu enna mansub and khabaru enna marfu'un, because the akhwatu inna, yani the mubtada becomes ismu inna and khabaru inna, and the ismu inna is mansub and the khabaru inna is marfu'un. In this case, it's not inna, it's from akhwatu inna enna, but the same rule, the mubtada is going to become ismu enna mansub and the khabar is going to become khabaru enna marfu'un. Alright? So we're going to do two sentences. The first one is just going to be with dhanna. Both of the mubtada and khabar are going to become its objects. Both of them are going to be mansub. And then when we use enna with it, we're going to have ismu enna and khabaru enna. So the ismu enna is going to be mansub, and the khabar now is not going to be mansub because khabaru enna is marfu'un. Okay, I hope that exercise was understood. And if not, then please follow carefully as we do two sentences at one time. Hamidun maridun. Zanantu hamidan maridan. Both of them mansub. Zanantu anna hamidan mansub maridun marfu'un with dhamma. Second sentence. Al-ikhtibaru sahalun. The examination is easy. Atadhunnu al-ikhtibara sahalan. Do you think that the ikhtibar is going to be easy? The next sentence. أَتَذُنُّ أَنَّ الْإِخْتِبَارَ مَنْسُوبُ الْفَتَى سَحَلٌ مَرْفُونَ with ضَمَّ. Sentence number 3. الطَّائِرَةُ مُتَأَخِّرَةٌ. The airplane is late. The first sentence. أَذُنُّ الطَّائِرَةَ مُتَأَخِّرَةً. Both of them منسوب. الطَّائِرَةَ منسوب. مُتَأَخِّرَةً منسوب. The next sentence, أَذُنُّ أَنَّ الطَّائِرَةَ مُتَأَخِّرَةٌ. أَذُنُّ أَنَّ الطَّائِرَةَ مَنْسُوبُ الْفَتَى مُتَأَخِّرَةٌ مَرْفُونَ with دَمَّ. The خبر of أَنَّ is مَرْفُونَ with دَمَّ. Number 4, أَنْتَ مَرِيدٌ. You are sick. أَذُنُّكَ مَرِيدًا. We're replacing أَنْتَ, and as the object of the verb, we have to use the نَصْب form of the pronoun. So instead of ta, we have, instead of anta, we have ka, kaf. Adhunnuka maridan. So here the kaf is the first maf'ul, but it's a pronoun, so we say it's mabniyun fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub, and maridan is maf'ul thani, and it's mansub, and the sign of mansub is fatah. The second part of this sentence, adhunnu annaka. Now here we are using anna, right? Adhunnu annaka maridun. I think that you are sick. Here, the kaf in annaka is the ism anna, but it's a pronoun, so we say it's mabniyun fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub, as the ism of anna, and maridun is khabaru anna marfu'un. Number 5. Al-mudarrisu yata'akharu al-yawma. The teacher is coming late today. First sentence, ذَنَنْتُ الْمُدَرِّسَ مَنْسُوبُ الْفَتَّ يَتَأَخَّرُ الْيَوْمَ. Yani, he will come late today. Yani, the مُبْتَدَى in this original sentence is الْمُدَرِّسُ, and the خَبَر is the sentence, يَتَأَخَّرُ الْيَوْمَ. So here in the new sentence, we say ذَنَنْتُ الْمُدَرِّسَ, the first maf'ul is مَنْسُوبُ الْفَتَّ, and the second maf'ul is يَتَأَخَّرُ الْيَوْمَ. The whole sentence is fi mahalli nasb, in the place where it should be mansub. The second sentence is dhanantu anna al-mudarrisa, yani ism anna mansub al-fatta, yata'akharu al-yawma, yani the whole sentence yata'akharu al-yawma is the khabaru anna, yani fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfu'un as khabar of anna. Sentence number 6, huwa muslimun. He is a Muslim. أتظنينه مسلما. يعني here we're having the verb, the second person feminine singular, أنت تظنين. And here the pronoun هو in the rough form is going to be changed to the nasb form. هو became هو. هو مسلم became هو. يعني أتظنينه. Did you, speaking to an individual female, think that he was Musliman? So who is the first object? It's mabniun in the place where it should be mansub في محل نصب. And Musliman is the second object, maf'ul thani, mansub with fatha. The second sentence, أتظنين أنه. Here we have أن with the pronoun who. It goes back to who a Muslim. أتظنين أنه مسلمٌ. Do you think that he is a Muslim? So أنه, the who here is the ism of أن مبنيٌ في محل نصب in the place where it should be منسوب, and مسلمًا is the خبر of أن مرفون with ضمة. Number 7. هم راسبون. They are those who have failed the examination, for example. تظن أنظنهم. يعني نظنهم, we think that they are راسبين. So نظنهم, the هم here is the object of the verb, يعني, but it's a pronoun, so it's مبنيون في محل نصب, in the place where it should be منسوب as the مفعول الأول, and راسبين as the مفعول الثاني. منسوب, the sign of it being منسوب is يا, because it's from the يعني جم مذكر سالم, the sound masculine plurals, when it's mansub, the sign of mansub is ya. The second sentence, نَظُنُّ أَنَّهُمْ رَاسِبُونَ. Here, هُمْ, يعني أَنَّهُمْ, is the ism of أَنَّ. It's a pronoun, so we say it's مَبْنِيٌ, in the place where it should be, mansub فِي مَحَلِّ نَصْب, as the ism of أَنَّ, and رَاسِبُونَ is the خَبَرُ أَنَّ مَرْفُون, with the sign of being مَرْفُون is the secondary sign, wow. Because it's from the جم المذكر السالم, sound masculine plurals. Number 8, زميلاك. يعني the origin of this word زميلاك is the dual word زميلاني. The noon is deleted because of its إضافة to كاف. So زميلاني, two classmates, became زميلاك, your two classmates. زميلاك ناجحاني, your two classmates have passed. ناجحاني. These are dual words. زميلا and ناجحاني are مثنى words. In the first case, زميلاني loses its noon because of إضافة. In the second case, the noon is there. Okay, so now we say أظن زميليك, because here زميل, the زميلاني became the is, يعني the مفعول الأول, so it became منسوب, and the sign of it being منسوب is يا instead of ألف. So we say زميليني, it loses its noon because of إضافة. So أظن زميليك ناجحيني. The كا here is the يعني it's the مضاف إليه to زميلي, but زميلي is the first مفعول and it's منسوب, the sign of منسوب is the يا. The noon is deleted because of إضافة, and ناجحيني is the second مفعول, it's منسوب as a dual, the sign of it being mansub is ya preceded by fatha. Najihaini. The second sentence, أظنُ أن زميليك ناجحاني. يعني زميلي is the ism of أن mansub, the sign of it being mansub is the ya. It loses its noon because of إضافة to the kaf. And ناجحاني is the خبر of أن مرفون. Sign of being marfoon is the alif, because that's the secondary sign for raf for muthanna words. Number 9. At-talibatu mujtahidatu. The female students are hard-working students, diligent students. Adhunnu at-talibati with kasra, mujtahidatin with kasratain. Yani here, I think that the female students are diligent, hard-working students. Here, at-talibat is the first maf'ul al-awwal, mansub, the sign of mansub is kasra, secondary sign for the sound feminine plural. When it's mansub, it takes kasra instead of fatha. And the same thing with mujtahidat, sound feminine plural, yani it's the second maf'ul thani, It's also mansub. The sign of being mansub is the secondary sign, kasra, because it's a sound feminine plural. Kasra takes the place of fatha. The next sentence, adhunnu anna at-talibati mujtahidatun. I think that the female students are diligent, hard-working students. Here, talibati is the ism of anna, mansub. Sign of being mansub is the secondary sign, kasra, in the place of fatha, because it's a sound feminine plural. And mujtahidatun is the khabar of anna, marfu'un. The sign of being marfu'un is the primary sign, dhamma. The last sentence, ana dhaifun, I am weak. Atadhunnuni dhaifan, do you think that I am weak? Here, the ya al-mutakallam that's separated from the verb by noon al-wiqaya is the maf'ul awwal, but it's a pronoun, so we say it's mabniyun fi mahalli nasb. Atadhunnuni dhaifan, dhaifan is the maf'ul thani, the second maf'ul mansub with fatha. The last part of this sentence, number 10, أَتَظُنُّ أَنَّنِي ضَعِيفٌ. Do you think that indeed I am weak? Here, yani again, the يَا الْمُتَكَلَّمُ separated from the particle أَنَّ by نون الوقاية, yani is the ism. The يَا الْمُتَكَلَّمُ is ism of أَنَّ. It's مَبْنِيٌ because it's a pronoun. All pronouns are مَبْنِيٌ. So we say it's مَبْنِيٌ في محلي نصب, in the place where it should be mansub as the ism of anna, and ضعيفٌ is خبر anna مرفوعٌ with ضمة. Okay, after this, they're just giving us the rest of the rule related to ظن. It says وَيَجُوزُ أَن تَدْخُلَ ظَنَّ وَيَجُوزُ أَن تَدْخُلَ ظَنَّ. Sorry, okay. I'm trying to look at the time. I'm a little bit confused today with this first day. Okay. يجوز أن تدخل ظن على أن وأن. يعني it's permissible to use the verb ظن with the particle أن with شدة and the particle أن المصدريتين, which are يعني أن المصدرية and N and Masdariya, yani both of them are particles of yani Masdar, yani infinitive particles. فَيُنْسَبُ الْمَسْدَرْ الْمُؤَوَّلْ عَلَى مَفْعُولِيَّتِ وَيَسُدُّ مَسَدَّ مَفْعُولَيْنِ وَيَسُدُّ مَسَدَّ الْمَفْعُولَيْنِ. Yani it's permissible to utilize or to enter ظن upon the particle أن المصدرية or أن المصدرية, both of them are مصدرية. فينسب المصدر المؤول, so the مصدر مؤول became منسوب based upon what? المفعولية. It became, the مصدر مؤول became منسوب as it being the مفعول, يعني on the based upon المفعولية, that it's the مفعول of ظن. وَيَصُدُّ مَسَدَّ مَفْعُولَيْنِ, and this masdar mu'awwal takes the place of, comes into the position, يَصُدُّ مَسَدَّ, takes the position of the maf'ulain, the two objects of dhanna, they are replaced by the masdar mu'awwal. And so the masdar mu'awwal, yani we say that, yani it is, yani taking the place of the two maf'uls. Instead of two maf'uls, we have the masdar mu'awwal. Okay, let's look at alif. It says al-imtihanu. This is with anna, the masdar, the anna al-masdariya. Al-imtihanu sahlun. The examination is easy. Adhunnu anna al-imtihana sahlun. I think that the examination is easy. Here we have, yani al-imtihana is mansub as the ism of anna, and sahlun is the khabar of anna, yani marfu'un. The whole of this sentence, yani al-imtihana sahla, is fi mahalli nasb maf'ul, yani it's in the place, it's taking the place of the, yani altogether, the anna al-imtihana sahlan, altogether this whole sentence, anna al-imtihana sahlan, is taking the place of the two maf'uls. Instead we have ism anna and khabaru anna and all of that together, anna, and the rest of, yani what comes with it, the ism and khabar of anna, all together, is taking the place. Yasuddu masad al maf'ulain. It's taking the place of the two maf'uls. So now we don't have two maf'uls. We have the ism of anna, which is mansub, and the khabar of anna, which is marfu'un, all together. They are taking the place of the two maf'uls. Okay, so what we are saying here is what? That it's permissible to use dhanna with the particle anna, and its ism and khabar, or an, and the mudari verb that comes with it, as the masdar mu'awwal. Let's turn the page to give an example of this on top of page 202 of fit tanzil. ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون. سورة فصلت 41st سورة 22nd آية. يعني the meaning of which is, but you all thought, ظننتم أن الله, that Allah doesn't know much of what you are doing. Okay, here in this sentence we have ظنّ being used with أنّ, the particle أنّ. The lafz al-jalala is the ism of anna, anna Allah. And the sentence that comes after that is the khabar of anna, la ya'lamu kathiram mimma ta'amaloon. This is the khabar of anna. And all of this together, anna and its ism and khabar, are taking the place of the two maf'ools, the maf'ool al-awwal and maf'ool al-thani, that normally come with dhanna. So this is the first example. The example of yani using dhanna with anna, and the second example is using dhanna with an, with sukoon, the particle an, mastariya as well, with the mudari verb that together form the masdar muawwal. Ma dhanantu an yarsuba ahmadu. I didn't think that Ahmed would fail. So here we have an, the particle an, and the mudari verb yarsuba, yani mansub with fatha, as the masdar muawwal, as the masdar muawwal. This is a masdar muawwal. The particle an and the mudari verb is the masdar muawwal, and it takes the place of yani the two maf'uls of dhanna. The meaning here, ma dhanantu an yarsuba ahmadu, ma dhanantu ahmada yarsuba. Yani ma dhanantu an yarsuba ahmad means ما ظننت أحمد يرسب. I didn't think that Ahmed would fail. But here in the first sentence, أن يرسب, we have a masdar مؤول. And in the other part of the sentence, we don't have a masdar مؤول. Rather, we have يعني أحمد as the مفعول الأول. And we have the sentence يرسب, the whole sentence. يعني the مضارع verb here is a complete sentence. He is failing, or he will fail, or he does fail. Yani this sentence is yani fi mahalli nasb as maf'ul athani for the verb dhanantu. Wa minhu qawluhu ta'ala, another example of this is the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Qiyamah, I think 75th surah, 25th ayat, tadhunnu an yuf'ala biha faqiratun. Yani tadhunnu, you are thinking that يُفْعَلْ بِهَا, something will be done to it. Yani something will befall it. What will befall it? فَاقِرَةٌ, yani a horrible, terrible, destructive calamity. تَظُنُّ أَن يُفْعَلَ بِهَا, yani you think that what is going to befall it is a terrible, yani totally destructive calamity. Here, yani we have the verb ظَنَّ being used with أَن المصدرية, and the mudari verb yuf'al as the masdar mu'awwal, yani taking the place of the two maf'uls. Alright, so the instruction after this says adkhul anna thumma dhunna ala jumla al-warida fi tamreen al-sabiq. We already did that when we did the original sentences from this exercise. We did two sentences, dhanna by itself and then dhanna with the particle anna. Okay, exercise number 13. Exercise number 13 is a brief exercise. It says, Hati, Jam'a al-asma'i al-atiyati. Give the plural of the following nouns. Khalilun, its plural is akhilla'u. Yani with shadda on the lam, fatta alif, and hamza written on the line without a seat. Akhilla'u. يعني close, dear friend. سبيل, its plural is سبل, يعني ways. ثعبان, snake or serpent, its plural is ثعابين, يعني ممنوع من الصرف, taking a single ضمة. Exercise number 14, هاتي مضارع الأفعال الآتية, give the present tense form of the following verbs. يعني عض يعد, to bite on something. اجتنب يجتنب, to avoid something. اغتاب يغتاب, يعني to backbite someone. Exercise number 15. It says أيحق, أيحق, and it also could be أيحق, يعني this verb can take ضم or كسرة. أيحق لي أن أدخل في الامتحان, is it my right, is it a right for me, أن أدخل, that I enter the examination, يعني that I take the exam. نقول دخلته, we say he entered it, بغير في, without the preposition في. يعني here we see أدخل, and أدخل في الامتحان, we're using في for entering because امتحان is not a place. نقول ونقول دخلته, I entered it, without في, إذا كان المدخول مكانا. So we use يعني the verb دخل without the preposition في if المدخول, the place being entered, is actually a يعني a مكان, يعني it's a school, it's a masjid, it's يعني a store, it's a home. If it's an actual place, then we don't use the preposition في. For example, دخلت البيت without في, دخلت المسجد without في, دخلت السوق without في, and دخلت الغرفة, يعني without using في, because البيت, المسجد, السوق, and الغرفة are all actual places, مكان. ففي تنزيل, an example of this, in that which has been revealed, is in Surah Al-Kahf, 18th Surah, 35th Ayah, ودخل جنته, and he entered his garden. يعني it's a real place, so there's no need for, يعني دخل في, دخل جنته, he entered his garden. ونقول دخلت فيه, and we use في, دخلت فيه, we use the preposition في, إذا لم يكن المدخول مكانا, if the place that we're talking about entering, if it's not a real place, it's not a place. For example, دخلت في الإسلام, إسلام is not a place, alright? So we say دخلت في الإسلامي, I entered Islam. دخلت في الامتحان, I entered يعني the examination, it's not an actual place, so we use في. ففي التنزيل, an example from that which is revealed, is Surah An-Nasr, the 110th Surah, 2nd Ayat. ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا, and you see, or you saw, you will see the people entering into the deen of Allah in crowds, in large numbers. Here we see that the deen is not a place, and therefore entering it is used with the preposition fi. وقد اجتمع الأمران في قوله تعالى, and these two, the use of entering with fi or without fi, both of them, both matters, both ways, have come in the saying of Allah the Most High. فدخلي في عبادي ودخلي جنتي, in Surah Al-Fajr, 89th Surah, 29th and 30th Ayats, we see دخول, فدخولي في عبادي, enter among my worshippers. My worshippers are not a place, alright, so we use في. ودخولي جنتي, and the Jannah is an actual place, so we don't use في with this one. Enter among my worshippers and enter my garden. Entering the worshippers is meaning being amongst them. It's not a place that we use fee. Entering the garden is a real place, so we have no use for fee. And the last exercise, number 16, is from the example at-tawwab, with shadda on the second radical, fatta elongated by alif, yani on the pattern of fa'al. Tawwab, ay alladhi yatubu ala ibadihi kathiran. The meaning of at-tawwab, the name of Allah at-tawwab, is الذي يتوب على عباده كثيرا, the one who accepts the repentance of his worshippers a lot. وهو على وزن فعال, and this word التواب is on the pattern of فعال, with the second radical taking شدة the vowel being vowel with fatha elongated by alif. Fa'al. وهو من صيغ مبالغة اسم الفاعل. And this is from the forms or the patterns for يعني words that are used يعني when we are يعني emphasizing these words يعني used for extra emphasis. المبالغة يعني exaggeration يعني a lot of something. نعم. Okay, so now they're going to give us the forms here. The forms of al-mubalagha for the ism fa'il. The forms of, yani, exaggeration or intensity. Naam. Uhuwa min siyagh, yani this pattern, fa'al, is from the forms of al-mubalagha. Yani, of exaggeration or intensity for the ism fa'il. Yani the ism fa'il means the noun that represents the one who's doing the action. So that's the first pattern, fa'al, as in tawwab, and the ومن صيغها أيضا, and also from the forms of مبالغة for the ism fa'il, there's also fa'ilun, like rahimun. And then there's also يعني on the next page, 203, فَعُولٌ like غَفُورٌ. And then the fourth pattern is فَعِلٌ. For example, حَذِرٌ يعني being very cautious. And the fifth pattern is مِفْعَالٌ. For example, مِعْطَاءٌ يعني one who gives a lot. Alright, so these are five patterns, yani fa'al, as in tawwab, and fa'il, with kasra and ya, like rahim, and then fa'ul, with dhamma and waw, like ghafoor. So we have fatta and alif, tawwab, and we have kasra and ya, fa'il, and we have dhamma and waw, fa'ul. And then we have fa'il and mif'al. Okay, so the exercise requires us what? It says, صُغ صِغَةَ فَعَال مِنْ هَذِي الْأَفَعَال. Yani derive or formulate the pattern of fa'al from the following verbs. Yani the ism fa'il, the one who's doing the action of that verb, on the pattern of fa'al with shadda, fatta, and alif. So from razaqa, to provide, we have razaq, shadda on the second radical. Yani the vowel is fatta elongated by alif. Razaq. From wahaba, to give gifts, we have wahab. Yani the second radical ha takes shadda and fatta elongated by alif. Wahab, the one who gives a lot of gifts, gives freely. From alima, to know, allam. Second radical, lam, takes shadda, fatta, alif, allam, the one who knows a lot. From samia, to hear, samma, yani the one who hears everything. From akala, to eat, akkal, akkalun, yani the one who eats a lot. And from abasa, to frown, abbas, the one who frowns a lot. The second question, sugh, sigata, fa'il. من هذه الأفعال يعني formulate the pattern of فعيل يعني the ism فعيل on the pattern of فعيل كسر يا from the following verbs سميع to hear سميع who hears a lot قدر يعني to have power or ability قدير the one who has power or ability to do everything علم to know on the pattern of fa'il, alimun. And basara, on the pattern of fa'il, basirun. The one who sees a lot, or sees, if in reference to Allah, al-basir, the one who sees everything. Here we see from the verb alima, on the previous fa'al, we see allam, and on this fa'il, we see alim. Both of them are siyagh mubalagha, yani They are both intensive forms for the same verb, alima, allam, and alim. The third question and final question, sug sigata al-fa'ul. Yani, derive or formulate the pattern of fa'ul, dhamma waw, from hadhi al-af'al, from the following verbs, ghafara, to forgive, ghafoor, shakara, to be thankful, appreciative, shakoor, sabara, to be patient, sabur, abasa, to frown, abus, akala, to eat, akul. So here we see yani some repetitions of certain words that came in different patterns. So we have alima on the pattern of fa'al, allam, and on the pattern of fa'il, alim. And we also have akala on the pattern of fa'al, akalun, and we have it on the pattern of fa'ul, akulun. And we also have yani the I think we had abasa. Do we have it twice or only once? Okay. Naam. Tayyib, khair. So this is the end of what we wanted to cover for this lesson. MashaAllah, we have completed this lesson 23. And next week, inshallah, for the next few weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, probably to the end of Ramadan, maybe. I don't know if it will take us 2 weeks or 3 weeks for the next lesson. But at least the next 2 weeks, we'll be doing the following lesson, which is lesson 24, the Bab If'alla. And we'll be doing the English key at least in the first session, which is three or so pages. And then we'll be doing the Arabic text, which is pretty much yani just a page and a half. And then we'll be doing some of the exercises. Since the English key is not that long and the Arabic text is not that long, we're going to probably try to do as many exercises as possible. And in that way, probably we'll be able to finish this lesson in 2 weeks, inshallah. It's not a very long lesson. And if we can't finish in 2 weeks, then we'll take an extra week, no problem. It's not a problem at all. But perhaps we might be able to finish in 2 weeks. But next week, for sure, we're going to be doing the English key. We're going to be doing the Arabic text, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I'm going to be doing the first few exercises. So even if you don't get the homework assignment immediately, you can get started on it without any delay. Tonight, tomorrow, whenever, you don't have to wait for the homework assignments. Okay, I'm going to stop with this. And again, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us any success, especially. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I ask Allah to grant us success, especially during this blessed month of Ramadan, to do whatever we do and to say whatever we say, our speech and actions and our thoughts and intentions, that they be yani done sincerely for the sake of Allah alone, in accordance with the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Allah recognize, reward, record and reward our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, any firmness and steadfastness upon the sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition of in which we are pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and return of health to those amongst us who are sick, and that He shower His rahmah upon those who have passed away, and that He fill their graves with light, and that He make them spacious, and that He protect them from the punishment of the grave, and after that from the punishment of the fire. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.